C-K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
My name is Eric Donaldson, and right now I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Oh, Eric Donaldson says so. Sing, tune in.
Yeah! Oh, cherry, oh, cherry, oh, baby. Want to see I'm in love with you.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording?
You are?
Oh. Can you press stop?
Coming around, we should all get up and do some giving.
Especially with COVID up and around.
You could give to shelters just like Femijen, who gives families food and children a gift to look forward to.
We at Trafalgar School for Girls are helping Femijen make these families' holidays a bit more joyful.
Well, that was a little bit random, but what were we talking about again? Oh yeah, Radio Club!
Yeah, you're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM. For kids, by kids, all kids radio.
This month, we have all kinds of great audio treats for your ears. We have a few songs from the wonderful, talented Rachel Shaw.
And a piece of original writing from Kaylin.
And don't forget Ariel's musical corner.
And a twin song by Riley Blackstock.
Right, I can't wait for that segment.
Well, let's get started, shall we?
My name is Rachel. I love to sing, and this is a song for you.
Feeling yours, but I'm missing you. I can see the end of this. Just wanna feel your kiss against my lips. And now all this time is passing by, but I still can't seem to tell you why. It hurts me every time I see you. Realize how much I need you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I will never be her. I miss you when I can't sleep, right after coffee, right when I can't eat. I miss you in my front seat. So I got stand in my sweaters from nights we don't remember. Do you miss me when like I miss you? Mess around, got attached to you. Friends can break your heart too. And I'm always tired, but never of you. If I pulled you on you, would you wouldn't be like that? I put this well, but you wouldn't bed like that. I type a text, but never a reminder that I got these feelings, but you never mind that. Oh, keep it on low. You're still in love with me, but your friends don't know. If you wanted me, you would say so. And if I were you, I would never let you go. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I will never be her.
Thank you. listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM. For kids, by kids, all kids radio.
Hello, it's Riley Blackstock, and today I made a parody of You've Got a Friend in Me, which I called You Got a Twin in Me, since I am an identical twin. And, well, a little more backstory of why I made this is, last year we went canoe camping, and me and my twin were setting up our tent, and we randomly started singing You've Got a Friend in Me. And then I was like, oh wait, what if we made it a twin song? So this is what we got, and I decided to make a parody of it, but this was what the original was. You've got a twin in me, do do do. You've got a twin in me, do do do. We've been together since the womb, oh, you're my 22. And yeah, I'm not a very good singer, so this is honestly just for a bunch of laughs, and I just thought this would be really funny to actually make, like, not an official version, but to actually base it off of the actual song. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. I apologize for my screaming cat voice. You've got a twin in me. You've got a twin in me. When the road looks rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your older twin said.
That's me!
Girl, you got a twin in me. And you got a twin in me. You've got a twin in me. You've got a twin. Troubles, well, they're now mine too.
Because you'll complain.
There is anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together since the womb. Cause you've got a twin in me. You've got a twin in me. Now some folks might be a little nicer than I am. Smarter and more graceful too. Maybe. But none of them.
You ain't lucky.
As the years goes by, our twinship will never die.
There might be a few broken bones.
You're gonna see it. It's our destiny.
The egg split in half was.
You've got a twin in me. You've got a twin in me. You've got a twin in me.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM. For kids, by kids, all kids radio.
The trees loom high against the thick night sky. Soon, doom. Fast, can't be last. Shot, can't think a lot. Blast, fast, faster. They drunk, drank, slaughter. Hotter, sweating, faster. Feet pounding, disturbing the dirt path. Sounding like rain on a dark evening. Slap, tap, clatter, clack. Boom. Boom, boom, loud, louder, closer, never will you catch me. Have faith in the guidance of our souls, away from those captured by the devil. Several, loudly in our wake, shake, shake off the cold. Break, break the silence within the shot, caught. No, his hand slipped, rim of the deserted factory, victory. Soon, lose them, but don't hide, don't be a coward, jump, jump to the room, slump. He does against the old stained brick, they thought he was me. See, only the way forward, ready to leap. To the next building, higher, like a staircase, faster, the coming. Closed case, it won't be, no, they won't catch me, scamp, they might call me, trespass, steal, murder, they said you've done. On the list goes on, port, in the distance, resistance, resist the cold, resist the tire, fire, duck. Duck away from the bullet, stray, stray from the scene, froth, in the angry sea, almost there, feet bare, cut by the rocks, shun. They do, run, I do, acting older, with every step faster, almost there, froth, in the angry storming sea, store. Soar. More. More guns, they call behind me. Refill it. With more poisonous powder that they feed us. Regiments. Propaganda. Away. Almost there. Jump. Down onto the dumpster. Muster. The strength to go on. Dock. Creek. Boat. Leap. Resist their calls. They don't mean well. Bell. Ring it. Swing. Your legs up onto the edge. Run. Ache. It was their mistake. to go after you. Few got as far as you did before they caught up. Bang! No, no, I won't let up. Up! The pole and rope ladder. Crack! Jump! Water! Coming faster! Closer! Catch yourself before the fall. No, there's nothing to hang on to. They will not let up. But neither will you. Stay strong against their corrupt minds and hinds. Right. They knew only what their parents said to pollute them, turn them into factories that manufactured only lies and hate and bias and lies. More lies. Came at a cost, though. You're not giving up so easily. Swim. Swim to the port. We aren't bad. Stab. Elbow jab. Headlock. Eyes praying like a hawk. They're stuck in their old ways, in the memory of old days. Think of us unspeakably dirty, honorably, sorely unworthy beings of lesser worth. Even if it's their system that got us here in the first place, face. Face us. You're the cowards. Forwards. Forwards in your thoughts. Scamp. No, I'm not. Stomp. On the stamp they put on our labels. You are not just another statistic. Show them, and they won't treat us like dogs. Maybe. Somewhere they have the heart to see it. Someday, maybe it'll be okay, but not now. Now we have to fight.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and that was something I wrote called Rebel.
This is Ariella's Musical Corner. This month's musicals are spooky Halloween-themed. The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals, and Black Friday. These two musicals are performed and written by Team Starkid, a theater group founded in 2008 at the University of Michigan. Their first musical was called A Very Potter Musical, a parody musical, and when they uploaded it to YouTube, it was a hit. Since then, they have been making musicals live and then posting professional recordings on them to share with everyone else. So both of these musicals are horror comedy musicals, and Black Friday is the sequel to The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals. These musicals are the first foray into horror by Team Starkid. They are both available on Team Starkid's YouTube channel, along with all their other musicals, so I highly recommend you go check all of them out. So let's talk about The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals. It is from 2018. It is written by Matt and Nick Lang, two brothers who have written and directed most of the Starkid shows. Music and lyrics are by Jeff Blim, who also stars. And it takes place in a tiny town called Hatchetfield. It is a tiny town where everything seems totally normal until people start singing and dancing. And suddenly, the world is a musical, and the guy who didn't like musicals, called Paul, he's just an average guy, but he has to fight this musical with his friends because he is the only one who hasn't fallen under the spell. It has some horror, but a lot of comedic elements, and the songs are incredibly catchy with great lyrics and composition. The jokes always land, and they're so funny. There is a lot of swearing in both of these musicals, so I will recommend them for ages 11 and up. So the characters in the show are very well written, and they all have a lot of personality. You find yourself relating to and hating and loving every single character. The set is quite simple, and the cast is small, but it works really well, along with the incredible lighting and the band, which you can see in some of the shots. Every single person involved has worked super hard to get this musical to be great, and it really, really is. So, Black Friday is from 2019, also written by Nick and Matt Lang, lyrics and music also by Jeff Blim, and it's a sequel musical to The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals, like I mentioned before. So, in Black Friday, there's a new toy called the Tickle Me Wiggly, and the entire city of Hatchetfield goes crazy because they really, really want it. And when a few characters that are familiar from the first show, and new ones as well, they have to fight through all of these people in the mall that are murderous and want to kill just to get the doll. They have to fight so they can figure out what's going on and save the world. In this musical, the songs are very diverse, like The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals. Some of the songs are a little bit more chaotic, which I really like, and some are also a bit repetitive, but they're very good as well. So this one also has some swearing and some adult themes, so again, I would recommend it for ages 11 and up. This musical has a 13-person cast, which is a lot bigger than the 8-person cast of The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals, which really helps exaggerate some of the elements of the murderous mall-goers and the innocence of the other characters. So in this musical, it does have a defined villain, which is Wiggly. Unlike the guy who didn't like musicals, which doesn't really have a defined villain, it's just musicals which are the villain. And that really is, I think it really elevates this musical a little more, because now you know who you want to hate, really. Both of these musicals are interconnected, and Black Friday isn't a direct sequel like, say, the Indiana Jones movies. More like some sort of alternate universe with it set in the same place and has a lot of the same characters. There is going to be a third musical in this series, and I'm so excited about it. It's called Nerdy Prudes Must Die, and we don't know a lot about it, but it will come very soon. So, I've already spoken a little bit about the songs, because both of these... So, in The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals, the music is a lot of different styles. There's like a little more rocky, rock-type, jazz, kind of very... There's a song that's very Sondheim-esque, and there's a song that is very mellow, kind of Lady Gaga shallow situation, which I really love. And those songs really correspond with the characters and the situation, and it's really, really good. I mentioned before that the songs, some songs in Black Friday are a bit repetitive, but they're some of the other songs are really unique and really show what the character is feeling. Since there is a lot more people in the cast, there's a lot more voices that can add more harmonies and more levels and make the song a little more deeper than it could be. So my bare thoughts on these two musicals. The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals is kind of like a tentative step into horror comedy for Starkid. And that makes sense because it was their first musical to be any sort of horror-esque situation. So it's not as much scary as it is kind of, we're trying some things out and we're going to see if they work. And if they work, maybe we'll get a little more like gory. And I think that kind of makes it a little less, like, fun as it could be with all the gruesome, icky stuff. And I really like how the main character doesn't like musicals. I love musicals, but I find myself relating to Paul in some ways. I love all of the characters. I love Professor Hidgens, who's a professor that they run into. His dancing is really great. All of these people are dancers and singers, and the harmonies are incredible. One of the actresses in this musical, Mariah Rose Faith, is currently playing Regina George in the Mean Girls National Tour. Just thought I'd share that with you. And I really like how a lot of people play multiple characters, but they're such versatile actors that they can really bring something new to each new character that they play and keep that consistent every time they play a new character or the same character just in a different situation. So, Black Friday. Black Friday is when they got into the horror. Not as much as they could because these are stage shows, but it's a little more scary to me than The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals was. I like the variety in the characters. I like that the characters have a lot more like a lot more interactions with each other. I like how the set in this one is a little more it's a little more detailed than The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals set was, because it really works in their favor. I love the actors of all these shows. A lot of the actors who are in these two shows appear in a lot of other Starkid shows as well, because they are part of this theater group. They are all very talented performers, and you can really see that with these incredible shows.
That's all for Ariella's Musical Corner. Tune in next time, and we'll have lots more fun things to talk about.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I love to sing, and this is a song for you.
All along it was a fever, a cold sweat, hot-headed believer. I threw my hands in the air, said, show me something. He said, if you dare, come a little closer. Round and around and around and around we go. Oh, now, tell me now, you know. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay. It's not much of a life you're living. It's not just something you take, it's given. Round and around and around and around we go. Oh, now, tell me now, you know. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. Yeah, it takes me all the way. I want you to stay. Ooh, oh, the reason I hold on. Ooh, 'cause I need this hole gone. Funny, you're the broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving.
This episode was written and performed by Rachel Shaw,
Uma Nardone,
Kaylin Shapiro Greeny,
Aria Elperstein,
Stella Anderson,
Matilda Anderson,
Riley Blackstock.
This show was edited and produced by Miss Allison.
Stay tuned for next month for amazing radio from Montreal's finest young people. Bye.
Bye.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Fois, nous la cour Montréal. Fêtez, non,
super duper.